Can you tell me what happens when we start thinking too much about ourselves? Well, the man in our Bible story today got to thinking too much of himself. This story is from 2 Kings chapter 20 in the Old Testament. King Hezekiah became very sick from an infected boil, and the prophet Isaiah said to him, "The Lord says to get ready to die." Then Hezekiah prayed, "Oh, Lord, remember how I have tried to please you in all I do." Then he broke down and cried. So the Lord told Isaiah to return to King Hezekiah and to tell him, "The Lord says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears, and I will make you well again. I will add 15 years to your life." So Isaiah told this to the king, and in 3 days he was well again. King Hezekiah became very rich and famous with the Lord's help. But strange as it seems, Hezekiah grew proud of his riches and power, as though he had gotten these things all by himself. Then the king of Babylon heard of his greatness and sent messengers with letters and a present for him. When the messengers came to Jerusalem, King Hezekiah boasted to them about his great wealth and showed them his silver and gold, his horses, his armor, and all the wealth of his kingdom. Then Isaiah the prophet came to Hezekiah and said, "What did these men say, and where did they come from?" "They came from Babylon," King Hezekiah replied. "What have they seen in your palace?" Isaiah asked. And Hezekiah answered, "Everything. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them." Then Isaiah, God's prophet, said, "Hear what the Lord says to you. After you die, all your wealth shall be carried away to Babylon. Nothing shall be left." King Hezekiah answered, "Whatever God does is right." King Hezekiah forgot to put God first in his life. God says that the only boasting we are allowed to do is boast about Him. Jesus said, "I do not live to please myself, but to do the will of the Father who sent me." He also said, "I am the vine itself. You are the branches. It is the man who shares my life and whose life I share who proves fruitful. For the plain truth is that apart from me, you can do nothing at all." Jesus Christ has to be the center of our lives. Have you received Jesus as your Savior and your Lord? Are you choosing to be proud of God, proud of Jesus, instead of being proud of yourself? Remember, every good and perfect gift we have is a gift from God. Read today's Bible story for yourself in 2 Kings chapter 20.